Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. E. coli contaminated foods and food safety have been in the headlines of late. With that threat in mind, you might think that a company doing something to protect the consumer from foodborne illness would be praised, but that's not the case. The company called Beef Products, Inc. has four meat processing plants in the Midwest delivering a guaranteed 94% lean, safe ground beef to the consumer. Now, who can complain? Naysayers ranging from ABC News, Midwestern bloggers, the New York Times have expressed alarm about lean beef trimmings because they are processed with tiny amounts of ammonia hydroxide, which raises the product's pH. It also kills deadly pathogens like E. coli. The boneless lean beef is made from the same high quality USDA inspected trimmings as other ground beef. The naysayers conjure negative visions by calling the product pink slime. No one will argue that the process of turning livestock into meat is a pretty picture, but we don't need to denigrate the product and scare the public. Ammonia hydroxide is approved for processing of foods by the Food and Drug Administration, U.S. Department of Agriculture, World Health Organization. In most countries, it is used in the processing of a wide array of foods, including soft drinks, baked goods, cheeses, puddings. Ammonia is essential to life and naturally present in meat and almost everything we eat. Beef Products, Inc. samples each and every box of meat product and holds it until it is verified to be E. coli 015787 and salmonella free. The company is now testing for the top six other E. coli pathogens. Their ground beef is as safe as you can find. They deserve credit, not critique. Mischaracterizing new technologies is not new. Look at the assault on GM foods. The point to be made is, if we could advance the cause of food safety, then we should have a full and fair discussion, not one based on agendas, prejudice, and scare tactics. And I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.